Hold on, let me just start it off so you guys know that we're rolling.
Limbo.
Hey.
Okay, good.
All right, ready?
Oh, you did. All right, I'll do another one.
Is that me ready? Hey, there's the cue. It must be the best of the Drew and Mike show for another weekend. Brought to you by our friend, Realtor Scott Kuneth. Call or text Scott at 248-797-7746 to get into your first home. Be like Zach. Zach from Luke's office, who bought his first home with Realtor Scott Kuneth.
Congratulations.
Nice.
248-797-7746.
When's the house party?
I don't know.
Zach.
Let's find out.
Why aren't we invited? Zach.
Come on, Zach.
Now we're just mad. Zach.
North, south, east, or west, Realtor Scott Kuneth has you covered. Call or text Scott, 248-797-7746. And, yeah, that's my man.
You know, remember how weird it was buying your first house? The thing I remember is, why am I signing all these papers that I'm not reading?
Oh, yeah.
They're just, sign this, initial this, initial this, sign this.
Yeah, it did seem.
Hey, I said, get out of my house.
It's kind of intimidating.
It is.
Say it got a little, was a lot less interested in the paperwork after the first time.
Yes, I know. It seemed less dire.
Pretty meaningless.
I have like three or four series of those.
What do you mean?
Like in my desk.
You still know? Have them?
Yeah, I know. I should throw them away. But I never know when you're supposed to. So
immediately.
I kept, like 10 years ago.
Everything's online.
And then a refund.
Why you would ever need that, but
I'd be
I'm afraid to throw things away too.
Yeah,
but then I can't find them when I want them. I was recently pulled over again, and I was asked for my license and registration and insurance, which I knew I didn't have all three.
Mm.
I had my license, so I just start going through the glove box.
Yeah,
and I go, oh, here it is, and I open up. It's my birth certificate
in your glove box,
and the cop goes. Well, I said, I've been looking for this. I was actually excited. Well, it's not going to help you
time.
Right now. But anyway, so.
Was he charmed?
Yeah, he was slightly charmed, I think.
Oh, that's good.
It's okay. He didn't give me a ticket, so.
That's really good.
Hey.
You're already pulled over. You can't pull over any farther.
Well, what were you pulled over for? Do you care
speeding
to share?
On my own street.
Here?
Yes, on Drayton.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, on the two blocks down
that
from.
Way.
Yeah, that way. Which I was like, where did this guy come from? I saw like police's lights behind me, and I'm like, that can't be for me. Who's he pulling over? I'm like, oh God, I'm the only guy in the street. I guess.
Hey, spud off.
Why don't you just run home, and come inside, and turn off the lights
in the driveway? Some thought.
What do they do then?
I wonder if he had radar on me. I have a feeling he just saw me going faster than I should have been going.
Oh, let's burn rubber, baby.
That's interesting.
But he was very nice.
Warn you.
And I was going too fast, so it all worked out, I guess.
Oh, it looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
And I found my birth certificate. That was the best part.
Hey.
Ferndale police are pretty cool. I support Ferndale police.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. He just wanted you to find that birth certificate.
Right.
It could be. It might come in handy. Who knows? So on the weekend show, we have Scott Corser. Who came
Todd.
Into
Todd.
Our,
Todd.
Scott Corser. Todd Corser, yeah.
Who the fuck is a Scott Corser?
I, honestly.
His evil twin.
Yeah.
Probably.
Does he come up with great plans?
Todd
Corser. The most interesting thing about Todd Corser to me is the assistant who talks in the.
Ben.
The voices could not be more diametrically opposite.
Brandon does a great Ben.
What are you talking about?
There he is.
Let's hear it, Brandon.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
He gets up there, but Todd's down low.
Yeah, Todd's really low. I like when he's talking.
Be quiet! Todd's about to masturbate!
God, that whole situation was great.
That story was crazy.
What a nut.
I was watching Kanye on the news, actually, on the network news. I was thinking, boy, news is a lot more interesting than it used to be.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
With the Scott Todd Corsers of the world
and
Kanye. I mean, when would this have ever happened with any other presidency? Not that I'm saying the president's great, but I mean, honestly, when would we have a crazy story like this?
I love Trump. That's my boy.
The last time was when Elvis met Nixon.
Oh,
But we didn't get to see it on the news. Yeah. We didn't find out till years later. But that would have been crazy. Oh, man, would that have been cool.
Yeah. Well, but imagine Cronkite trying to tell that story and how quizzical.
Ugh. Yeah, it would have been clinical. My favorite part is when Nixon offered tie clips for Elvis. And said, I got some guys, too. And Elvis came around the desk and was rooting through the drawer for Nixon's presidential crap to take to the Memphis Mafia guys.
Well, Kanye went around the desk to hug him.
Yeah.
Kanye was around the desk, too.
Yeah. All over him.
And Elvis, celebrities.
Elvis also tried to carry a gun into the White House. He was also unannounced and wanted a badge, which they really didn't have a badge to give him, but they made one up. He was, I think, a narcotics agent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, DEA. Yeah.
Ironic. And he used it on an airplane. He used it to get on an airplane when one of his guys had stolen a ring.
It's a real badge, man.
Yep.
1 year.
And he read the guy's rights, too. He did. But except it was a jumble like, you got the right to stay quiet or something like that. And, need an attorney. One will be provided. I mean, it was just like Elvis doing what he remembered from some movie.
You got the right to do karate moves.
Wait, he ever had to read somebody their rights in his movie? In his beach movie, or was he didn't play a cop?
He was an officer with a heart of gold.
Always a heart of gold with the king. Yep. So yeah, the toddler's back. The Fyre Festival, which is in the news this week, because Billy McFarlane got 6 years, which I suppose he'll do what, 4, 3?
Yeah. Oh, he'll fuck up though.
Billy.
They'll put him in the kitchen, won't they? So he can make sandwiches. Yeah.
I'm lettuce with a piece of cheese on top.
I can't get over how often
that sounds delicious.
You see people that go in like Billy McFarlane, and you know they're going to come out and fuck around again and do the same shit. But what are you going to do?
He's got a disability, isn't that what you were saying?
Yeah, he's bipolar.
Something I didn't realize. Hey!
Everyone's bipolar now.
I don't even believe he's bipolar. He's a con man.
Everyone's bipolar, and everyone has PTSD.
Do you know bipolar? That's I know bipolar people. I don't know bipolar people that just steal money, millions of dollars from people. No. I'm not familiar with that happening before. But
bipolar pitchfork or tuning fork is Alonzo Spellman. Because I think that was when I first
Through the glass.
When I first realized what bipolar was. Well, running nude through Royal Oak.
Yeah.
And see, bipolar disorder often has periods of, very small periods where you kind of lose your mind a little bit.
Yeah.
You're too hyper,
it's
right?
It's not a long-term
thing.
You're
manic.
Back in my day, they called it manic depressive. Depression.
But it's not a long-term where you have an episode that lasts the course of months while you're preparing a big festival.
And scamming people.
Like someone being very manic and working like a crazed person for 48 hours and then crashing and being horribly depressed for the next 24.
Yep. What's Ja Rule's excuse?
It's simple. I don't know. He really got out of that thing pretty scot-free, didn't he?
Well, he's part of a class action lawsuit, though, so...
It's not my fault.
Oops. Yeah, I take responsibility, but it's not my fault.
How's it affecting his career?
It's about as stagnant as it was before the Fyre Festival.
It hasn't hurt it.
He'd not been summoned to the White House, that's for sure.
Yeah. What if Ja Rule wanted to go to the White House?
Why not?
But this bit is when
wear a MAGA hat, why not?
This bit is when we first found out all the information about it.
It is funny that Kanye insists on wearing the hat everywhere. He's like the only guy that will not take it off. I think even the most redneck Trump supporter knows, shit, I'm going to get a lot of hell if I wear this in here. I ain't going to do that. Kanye just insists on it. And then finally, we have one of Maz's brackets.
Inaugural.
These are the women of Maz's dreams from various conversations over the years. And we matched them all up against each other, and the results were very interesting.
Yeah, I believe it all began when he was talking about how pretty he thought Chrissy Metz was, the star of This Is Us.
He's a big supporter of her and the show.
Yeah.
We're working on a new bracket, too. I think we have multiple brackets. We need Trudy's bracket.
I know, we're just talking about that.
We also have the music bracket, and I do think we should take... we want to find out who is the favorite musical act of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And... Twitter's probably the only place to do it, but we would do, four brackets, just like March Madness, I guess, and tweet out polls and have poll after poll after poll.
Do you want to do band or artist or just bands?
I already know who the winner is going to be, though.
Oh, Journey?
I think it's...
Oh, maybe.
I heard it from all the guys and every
Oh, my God, no.
If we put him in, he probably will win.
to ride the beast, it must be unfurled.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and it keeps growing, growing. Too damn big, it's just too damn big.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's stuck in your head for the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, right. Thanks very much, Brandon.
I think the Sling Blade Man would beat him.
I think we need to put Toto in there as maybe a 13 seed. Just there need to be a couple special entries, but no artist band.
This is my favorite song.
This is a good beat.
I do think Metallica would win, is my guess.
Yeah, Final Four.
Probably.
I could see the Beatles. I could see Pearl Jam.
Led Zeppelin, I think.
Zeppelin
is always a threat.
AC/DC would be huge. Europe would be huge.
Europe. I'd like to see the Stones do well, but I don't know. I think I have a feeling the age range of the audience. I think Metallica. I'm thinking WRIF. Maybe I'm being too close-minded there. But it'd be fun to find out. And so, Maz Bracket will be the final item, but before we start, remember, whether you're selling your home or buying your first home, it should not be a stressful situation. With 26 years of advertising and sales experience, Realtor Scott Kunath can say the biggest contributor to stress is a lack of communication, which is why he will call you back in a timely manner. If you prefer to text, he's fine with that. He will keep you informed through every step of the buying or selling process, and if he doesn't know the answer, he will get it. His word is his guarantee. His checks are good. Call, text, or email Realtor Scott Kunath with Coldwell Banker Weir Manual to see what your home is worth or if you need help in finding a new home, 248-797-7746. That's 248-797-7746. Or S. Kunath, S-K-U-N-N-A-T-H, at cbwm.com. And off with the best of. There was apparently a strange phone call on a radio show last night. I didn't get a chance to hear it. But fortunately, somebody was recording.
Yeah.
The Todd Corser show.
Great show. Excellent.
What's this jackass talk about on his radio show, by the way?
Let's see. Yesterday, I started off the show.
Is he on that 910 Superstation?
Yes. Superstation 910.
They let our girl go last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, Monica. Oh, by the way,
what a superstation, by the way, that doesn't pay their talent.
But they get billboards.
Hey, and they have no ratings.
They get billboards.
I know. They have zeros,
but
though.
They're Detroit.
They don't even have one share.
They're Detroit superstation. That's what they say.
Hey, not only did Monica get fired, but another talent on that show had a little issue. The state rep who had his house searched, Bert Johnson. Burt Johnson?
Yeah, Burt Johnson.
Yeah, he does a show on Superstation as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good for him.
So maybe this will help the ratings. Maybe it's a stunt. Maybe it's a radio stunt to have the FBI search your house.
Yeah, raid his house.
Yeah, in his office. But Corser started off his show yesterday talking about Donald Trump and the failed health care bill he put through and his thoughts about that. And then he really thought the big news of the day was the Oakland Raiders moving to Los Angeles. Which it was kind of a surprise.
You know, this is so funny, putting these people on the air because they've been in trouble.
Basically. Oh, what did I say? I'm sorry.
He said Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, Vegas. Las Vegas. Thanks, Jay. You're back to MVP.
I mean, honest to God, deciding that someone's going to be interesting to listen to because they've been in trouble. Like they're going to talk about what got him in trouble. He's not going to say one word about this chick he was banging, who was married, who was also a state senator.
She had her own show, too.
Yeah. Wait, she has a show on 910 also?
She have one?
She doesn't now. I think they offered it to her. She might have done it once or twice.
I thought I saw her billboard.
Well, she's going to talk about Todd Corser's cock on the show.
I hope she does. I mean, that's basically
tonight we'll talk about Todd's penis.
Yeah, I'll call into that show.
Yeah, remember, do you think Corser's ever heard the tape with him and Ben on it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, he may have.
Really?
I don't know. I think maybe not, because sometimes those things are so embarrassing, you'd rather not hear and know how bad it is anyway.
And you can Drew. If you're going to hear it. You're going to listen to
it. I would think so, but...
You could pretend it doesn't
exist. Fouts didn't listen to the tapes of him.
Oh, of course.
Didn't watch the videotape of him holding hands with his assistant in Chicago. Apparently holds hands with people that he's not romantically involved with.
Of course.
Interesting.
The three big phrases from that tape was... He's got his cock hanging out all over Lansing. That was one of the big lines.
Oh, yeah.
A controlled burn was the other line.
Yeah.
And
inoculate the herd.
Those are the three big lines that came out of the tape. So it's interesting listening to the show yesterday when he took a caller.
Anyway, if you want to call in, I got a kind of late start, and I know we already had some folks on the phone. I don't know if we're still waiting, Dior. Do we still have somebody over there waiting for to get on? Hello. I guess we'll wait a second. Yeah, hi. Help me with your name.
It's Todd.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Todd. I think you're hitting on some really good points here. You know, Trump has caucuses hanging out all over Washington. But I was wondering, do you think he really would ever reach across the aisle to Democrats and maybe kind of create a controlled burn?
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Do you think he could do that?
Of course. I mean,
do you think
Reagan
would do that?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad idea. I think you want to bring other folks to the table. It's best if you can get the whole of the Republican caucus together.
What a dumbass.
It's always cheaper politically to stay in your own party. They say cheaper politically
because he doesn't own anything politically. He owns him nothing. You can almost have a whole controlled burn over the Republican Party if you wanted to.
Well, it's kind of that way, but the problem is that, you know,
if he got Trump, this caller would be so gone.
Yeah, I don't think
whoever this caller is,
they're in control of both the House and the Senate. So Trump automatically started to attack
him.
Well, it got him all the way to the presidency. So he fought against the establishment in as far as the Republicans.
Pause for a second. He's actually answering the question. I know. I think he might like the caller because he relates to the fact that the caller's pushing his voice, so he thinks there's something. They have
the
something
same
in common.
He said.
Well, and they have the same name.
Yeah. They got a mutual voice push going on, so it's pretty cool.
They use the same phrases.
Mark, can you pause the voice? You're ruining it for me. I have to watch it when I go home. Mark's rooting the voice for me right now.
No, I guess we're done with the audio.
He's ruining it.
Tom's done with it.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking. I'm not looking at the TV on purpose.
Don't look at the TV.
Okay. But the whole idea is that he knows that he needs them and he's going to work with them.
He's still going.
I think if the Democrats are honest about it and are willing to actually deal, I think Trump his door's open. I think he's transactional. I don't think that necessarily he cares if the deal gets done using a few Democrat votes to do a couple infrastructure projects and a half dozen Democrats towns to make it happen. Go ahead.
Those are really good points.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
Well, God bless you. Have a good night. I don't know who was talking in the back. It sounded like maybe his wife was in the background. But
shot at
anyway,
Brandon.
So I think he's right. I think there's
he's right.
Oh my God! He has no idea.
His name's Todd.
He's a very thoughtful question.
Very thoughtful question.
For those folks in Facebook, is you know, will Trump go across the aisle?
Oh my God! What a dumbass.
But he kept talking about caucuses, so that's why the opening line of caucuses hanging out all over Washington. He knew.
I don't think he knew. I really don't think he knew. I don't think he knew.
You don't think he would know a guy calling talking like this, going by the name of Todd, wouldn't be a joke?
I think he's so used to pushing his voice that he doesn't even think about it.
I think he was super excited to have a caller.
Well, that for sure.
So,
no doubt.
I automatically got 5 minutes of material out of it.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe that guy is on the air. How stupid.
I hope Todd calls in next week, though.
Well, I'm sure it was the most entertaining thing on his show, although he doesn't know it.
I was listening on my way home.
What's their reach on the superstation? How far? I mean, you know, what kind of wattage?
They have a lot of wattage,
A big signal.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
9, 10?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Wow, what a waste of a good signal.
I know.
They have
less than a one share.
Jesus.
And they're in high def, AM high def. I was listening.
Stereo.
I was listening on the way home, and at the 10 o'clock break when he came in, Corsair goes, "I can't use my." I'm not joking. He said this. I can't use my sexy voice tonight. I'm a little under the weather.
Oh my God!
And then he was claiming that
could be the next Alan Alda.
It kind of messes up the EQ. I'm not joking. He was talking about
what
his voice.
He said that.
Swear to God.
Oh my God! Is he in love with himself?
I can't believe he stayed on that call so long that I think the caller ran out of things to say to him. That's why he just went.
Yeah, well, the caller's friend in the background repeated himself, too. He said the same thing.
His wife.
Yeah, his wife, whatever it was, whatever the relationship was between those two. It's definitely an unusual duo.
He knew.
I don't think he knew. I don't know. Unless he knew at the end. Unless he knew when Brandon made the letter, the woman, whatever it was.
He said it two times, though. He said it right in the beginning.
He was answering the questions.
Oh, my God.
I think he loved. Oh, my God. No one has ever loved hearing their own voice more than Todd.
No, I know.
Oh, my God. Was he loving answering that question?
Yeah.
What?
Well, make sure you tune in again. Trudy was
got my pipes back next week.
Trudy was listening on her way home. She sends me a text. Goes, "Oh my God! All he's doing is droning on." And I thought that was a perfect explanation of his show.
I'm sure the whole show is a drone.
It kind of is.
Why would you have people on 1 hour a week
or 2 hours?
How
a week?
Do you build any kind of listener loyalty? And their regular day parts are people who they don't have any radio talent on that station. So actually, it's sort of a. It's kind of a compliment to true talent, radio talent, that you can't make it without any radio talent.
I think I texted this the other day. I was listening on Saturday to the Malik Shabazz show, and I've never heard so many words strung together, which I had no idea what they were talking about. I seriously don't know what the topic was or who was talking, but Malik Shabazz actually said, he goes, "All right, we're up against a mandatory break, and we have to take these breaks. We'll be right back." And so immediately my antenna went up. I'm like,
what is a non-mandatory break?
A mandatory break, so there must be spots that they sold if it's a mandatory break.
What is a non-mandatory break?
Well, if you only have promos, maybe. You know, you don't have commercials.
Does Malik Shabazz really know the difference?
It was probably an EBS test.
Well, no, because they were just promos for the TV station.
Oh.
And then they... a public relations event they had coming up.
If you think
about
it,
was about 2.5 minutes long. Like, you could have blown through.
Mandatory.
You're talking about a good signal. They're spending money on billboards. Who's the last radio station to spend money on outside advertising? I can't think of anyone who's bought TV or boards or anything in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, probably 3 or 4 years.
No, that station should be fit to actually do something.
There he is.
Oh, there's his picture with his arms crossed.
Who, Todd?
Todd Corser. Todd Corser,
Mondays. 9 to 11, 9, 10 a.m.
How's my beard?
How's spending,
my beard look?
Beard looks great.
All right, thank
they're
you.
They're spending money promoting. All these people have color photos and promos.
And billboards. They have individual billboards for people.
For people that are on 2 hours a week?
I know.
Are you kidding me?
What's my buddy Cliff Russell on? Go to the top there.
If you actually, if they spend money.
He's on every day?
And paid people to do a show. Wait, you have a friend on that station?
I see it now. Cliff Russell.
Who's that?
He's a buddy of mine.
What's he do?
I don't know what show he's doing, but he used to...
What controversy was he involved in that got him a show?
He wasn't. He's not a controversial guy. He's a good dude.
Who is he? Let me see him.
Right there.
How do you know him?
I know him from the last 25 years in radio. 21 years, excuse me.
Karen Dumas is a communications specialist, a communications professional, public speaker, committed to excellence, entrepreneurship, and... equality. She's a former chief of communications and external affairs for Dave Bing in the city of Detroit. How would that qualify you to be radio talent in drive time? And I'm not knocking her. I'm sure she's doing the best she can. I think Charlie filled in.
Charlie did fill in for her. Yeah, LaDuff. By the way, look at the pictures of everybody. Whoever did their promo photo said, you know what look would be good? If you put your hand on your chin. They all have their hand on their chin. Is that not cliche?
I know. I've seen a lot of pictures like that. They look so stupid.
Oh. I'm glad they have Todd on it because I thoroughly enjoyed listening to it yesterday.
Wade McCree.
Hot dog.
I mean, Christine Beatty. What the fuck does Christine Beatty?
Her show is hilarious.
I read about 200 pages of her text messages for Elric.
Yeah, yeah.
And... I got to tell you, if she's qualified to have a radio show, then I would say anyone can do a radio show. I was stunned.
Well, Monica Conch was awful. That show was terrible.
She's a moron.
I know.
I'm so stunned by the Monica Conch thing. I can't believe that she's a consultant that people actually pay her money to tell them what to do with their business. I don't believe for a second anyone would ever do that. I believe that they pay her money so she can go to John Conyers or somebody he knows or somebody she knows and try to get something done in the most weaselly way possible.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And I loved that, memo that the Superstation put out. But reading through it, you find out the one thing that kind of stands out is that she wasn't she didn't file to be a lobbyist. It's like, well, what would that matter to the radio station unless you were paying her to be a lobbyist?
And she needs to go.
And the idea that someone convicted of bribery can be a lobbyist is really scary.
Yeah, but that's not the station.
What a crock of shit. No, no, it's not. But I can't, anyone, I'm shocked they would even participate in her being a lobbyist. That tells me something really stinks. The whole thing stinks. The idea that she would become one, the idea that someone would encourage her to become a lobbyist, she's convicted of bribery. Yep. There's nothing you have more to fear about a lobbyist than that they will participate in some kind of a quid pro quo, which I guess is great for the person that pays the lobbyist, but it's bad for everyone else.
Yep.
The system is so fucked right now.
Look, Mark, Malik Shabazz, Sundays at 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Not Sundays Sunday. 1 to 3. Sundays at 1 to 3. That's very good.
You know, what really stuns me about the Monica Conyers story is that no one, I haven't heard anyone say anything about the fact that there's the suggestion that she should be a lobbyist. No one even said, wait a second. They expect she's led someone to believe she's going to be a lobbyist? Monica Conyers? Fresh out of prison?
Monica Conyers?
Oh, it's because she has John's ear.
Somebody by the name of Monica Conyers.
In 2013, Ja Rule was released from prison after spending 2 years for gun and tax evasion charges. He didn't pay taxes from 2004 to 2008. A period during which he owed $1.2 million in tax.
Well, at least he's doing a lot of good these days, you know, with the fire festival.
I know, what a debacle.
That might have been the best story from our vacation that. No, was we the have fire
not,
festival.
We have not talked about that. And that was, I couldn't get enough of that story. I had to see every video I could find. What in the hell was Ja Rule and this, is it Andrew McFarlane? No, not Andrew.
Is it Billy?
Billy McFarlane.
Yeah.
Billy McFarlane. That's my mom's maiden name.
Billy?
McFarlane. These guys apparently just thought, oh, we can do it all ourselves. The whole story is so ridiculous. First of all, they said, you know, they were asked, why are you doing this in Exuma instead of, you know, the Bahamas proper? And the story goes, they both learned to fly together. I don't know if these we took flying lessons. Let's take flying lessons together.
Fake.
And they were flying to the Bahamas, and they ran out of gas and landed on Exuma, which is, you know, sounds pretty stupid, running out of gas on a trip like that. But anyway, that's what they said happened. And they noticed the lush beauty of this uninhabited island. It's not totally uninhabited, but a lot of it is. And so this part of the island where they decided to have the fire festival had no infrastructure whatsoever.
Zero.
None. And they didn't even bother with infrastructure until about 6 weeks before this festival, which is ridiculous.
And by that time, they had blown almost their whole budget on paying the models and the marketing for it. Whoops.
I guess. I don't know why they didn't have more money. I guess they sold a lot of tickets. You know, and this is another Kendall Jenner deal.
Yeah.
Where they apparently worked out some deal with Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin and all these girls, these supermodels. Bella Hadid, yeah, with these incredible Instagram followings of, you know, 10 million, 30, I think Kylie Jenner's like 33 million. And they said that using these influencers sold all these tickets. In fact, they said Kylie Jenner, she had some code on her Instagram. Mm-hmm. You know, use this code and get discounts on your tickets, which were, of course, is supposed to be this VIP concert experience with gourmet food and these incredible tents and mattresses. And
when all the pictures came out, was there one picture that made you laugh the hardest?
What, the meal?
The meal.
Yeah, the two pieces of bread with a piece of cheese.
Cheese on in a styrofoam box with like four pieces of lettuce acting as a salad. It's like, hi, we're the salad in this meal.
That was really funny. Because they made such a big deal about the gourmet food. And this
vendor backed out on us.
Our chef, Steven Starr, this special gourmet superstar chef, will be handling all the meals.
It's like the saddest picture of a meal I've ever seen.
Yeah, and it went all over, too. That thing got, everybody saw that picture.
I want to start sending that out, like on Twitter, going, settling up for a nice meal. You know, people take pictures of their food.
Oh, yeah.
And just put that one out every time.
That's ridiculous.
Having our Sunday night dinner with the family. Yeah, look at this. Woo.
Wait till you see what I made for dinner tonight. Boom. That piece of shit.
Why did they think they were going to get away with this? What were these guys thinking about?
I don't know.
First of all,
they forgot to
order the toilets, and so in the showers, the luxury showers, they forgot to do it.
They forgot?
Yeah, and then they had blown all their budget, and the guy's like, that's $1 million bucks for me to bring all those toilets and showers.
What, so they're just going to have the concert with no toilets?
No, so that's why they were looking for cheaper porta-johns.
Oh.
Than these high level, you know, because some of the packages were, you know.
$12,000! Yeah. People paid for tickets.
Yeah.
And the tents were FEMA tents! What the? Come on. You can't sell something like that. No,
it's a total joke.
The part that just wrecks me, though, is here's Kendall Jenner once again. I'll go do this because somebody's paying me lots of money to say it.
Yep.
And does she reveal this promotional announcement? No, she doesn't, which is against the law, first of all.
Big issue.
And second of all, for some reason, she's actually an influencer. When they were saying, look at all the influencers we have, Kendall, I'm thinking, really? People do what Kendall Jenner tells them to do? That scares the shit out of me. This imbecile from the Pepsi commercial, the Kardashian brat.
Yeah.
She's like 20.
Her half-sister had a sex tape years ago, so she's famous.
Wow. Unbelievable. So anyway, she goes to the island also and shoots a video with all these other influencers where they're slithering around the beach in their bikinis and jumping in the water and having pillow fights in the tents and all whatever crazy people do at VIP festivals. But it looks like so much fun, and they're on the back of, jet skis. Yeah, jet skis. Doing all that stuff. And, oh, my God, what a great festival. And also inviting people to buy VIP tickets where they will be at parties on these fabulous yachts.
Yeah.
If you pay the VIP money. I know, so fake. I didn't see any yachts in any picture.
I think they were
there.
Shocked when it was like, oh, my God, someone actually bought a VIP package. What are we going to do now?
I don't know. I don't know what these guys were thinking about. I really don't. I'm amazed they didn't cancel it. Rather, they let people go down there. That was crazy. And they, you see them dropping people's luggage on the beach?
Yeah, and then you have to search. They had to search through it to find their own luggage.
In the dark.
Yeah.
The airport was not nearly capable of handling this kind of capacity. So they sent these giant trucks down to the beach, and they just threw the bags off the back of the truck. And people going, which one's mine?
You know, it's funny.
No lights. It's dark out.
The people that paid and started bitching about it online were getting shit thrown their way, which I think is kind of crap. But like, oh, that's what you get, idiots. Like, it's their fault. They were sold a bill of goods. But because they have
the
money.
Well, John Rule's name is on it, and if you believe in that guy.
Well, yeah, but I mean, why are you getting ragged on, even if you have the money to go?
I don't know. Why, you know that's really BS. Assholes. That's bogus. Yeah. Why? Just because they spend a lot of money?
Yeah.
In other words, oh, you have a lot of money, so fuck you. Yeah. You deserve anything that happens to you, because you're rich.
You got it. Here's a story on Fire Festival.
What is that? What is this resentment of people who are successful? It just seems to be so ever-present.
People are just assholes. So Billy McFarland thought
it. Success used to be a good thing. I mean, I think people tended to envy successful people they were looked up to.
There's a lot of jealousy. Billy McFarland thought of the idea for Fire Festival in October of 2016 and announced the festival on Instagram a month later. So how much planning do you think went on?
Not much.
Being hatched and then promoting. And he spent millions on models, private jets, and yachts to promote what would be his first ever large-scale event. He spent $250,000 on a single Instagram post from Kendall Jenner.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's how much she got paid.
$250,000. Oh my God.
For one Instagram post.
I think her tax return needs a viewing.
Yeah. And then he paid hundreds of thousands more on lesser named influencers, none of whom were paid less than $20,000. So that's the least amount one of the influencers got.
Here's what just blows my mind. Okay, first of all, days before the festival, Blink-182 pulls out.
Yeah.
They know.
Yep.
They said they don't have a stage yet. Well, they didn't have a stage. They did not have a stage.
They had other production things, too, I guess, that were lacking. Just, I think, the sound, the speakers, the whole production setup.
Apparently, somebody, Blink-182, having some evidence of this, sent someone down there, and they said, this is a disaster. You have to pull out of this. And they did. It was just a day before people got there, though, I think, when that happened. And the celebrity chef pulled out also, because he didn't have the requisite whatever materials he needed to do better than a styrofoam box with a couple pieces of bread.
I'm dying. Who is the guy that
went who down, took over?
Went down to Kroger.
What a job they did.
Bought a bunch of loaves of bread and a bunch of Kraft singles.
It was wheat bread.
And some lettuce and put it together.
I know, that was really funny.
You know, there's some idiot
the fact that they even
that.
Tried to do that, to pull that off. Hey, look, we got styrofoam containers with dinner. What are you bitching about? What are you talking about? Sweet bread.
Just picture this guy. Somebody scour all the videos to find some guy buying a bunch of loaves of bread and cheese. I don't know what this is.
That was ridiculous.
Only one of the influencers, labeled it that it was a promotion that they were being paid for, and that's that Emily Ratajkowski.
Okay, yeah, she's in a heap of shit too.
She's fine though, legally. Everybody else is going to be.
Oh yeah. Oh, they have big problems. No, they're going to be named on the lawsuit. I think they already are named on the lawsuit. But Kendall Jenner, this is what kills me about her. First of all, she just did this stupid Pepsi thing. If this doesn't fuck up the Kardashian name, because there was all this talk online about the Kardashian brand could be in trouble. I'm like, the Kardashian brand? The brand for what? What is the brand?
Well, there was something.
They look
too,
good on TV?
There was something, too, about Kim's ass and being airbrushed, you know, and like the untouched photos leaked. So they're saying her brand is being ruined.
Nothing's going to take that stupid brand down because it's built on stupidity.
There was a story that Courtney changed. She's changed stylists.
Oh!
She is a stylist. What, she can't dress herself?
She's
not even that fucking hot.
It's like the least known of all of them. Her husband's more famous.
Is Khloe Kardashian that?
Oh, Khloe. Absolutely... I heard Courtney. So.
No, Khloe.
Oh, Khloe.
I don't know. I think she looks good, but she's a stylist. Oh,
Khloe. Khloe has new stylist.
Anyway, my point about Kendall was here, all these people know what's going on. I mean, a lot of people knew. It wasn't a secret. In terms of social media, it was out there that there's real trouble brewing in the Bahamas. Does Kendall Jenner decide to, as an influencer who got all these people to buy tickets, does she maybe send out a little message? You know what? I don't know if I'd go down to the Bahamas. It sounds like there might be trouble. You know, you might want to skip this one, or you might want to try and get your money back, or maybe even figure something out. No, she just deletes her posts.
Does she return the money then?
I highly doubt it. Are you kidding me? No.
That's probably
no.
Why she didn't say anything.
I'm sure she got paid by Pepsi too. But how nauseating that this imbecile 20-year-old is getting $250,000 to send out an Instagram post about a concert.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm being one of those people that hates rich people.
Fire.
Sorry.
Fire Festival employees said planning for the event took on the feel of an extended spring break frat party. Billy McFarland and the members of his team would fly down every other weekend for lavish vacations on nearby islands, but only male employees and models were allowed to go. Billy would take all the boys down there. It'd be boys only, this employee said. They'd talk about fucking bitches and hoes in conference meetings.
Woo!
The employee said McFarland would often urinate in the office with the door open for employees to see. It's a boys' club, the employee said. They laugh about it. Another former contractor called the event low-key sexist and racist. So now that's sexist and racist? No, it's just a disaster.
Well,
every time they had a story on it, I was just laughing.
It sounded to me like they could have had a much bigger disaster if more people had made it. If that thing had actually taken place, can you imagine what a cluster bleep?
Some of the flights, they just didn't even go.
Nope. People got turned around in Miami. I was surprised. I saw some of the video of people on planes who were told, if you were going to the Fire Festival, you should turn around because it's not going to happen. It's a debacle, blah, blah. And the people seemed pretty orderly about it. I would have expected people to be really pissed.
Off.
Yeah, but they weren't. They didn't seem that mad. And then this guy was on Good Morning America. He's actually still down there on the island. He stayed the whole weekend for whatever reason.
Why not?
Maybe he had a flight Monday.
You got all those tents to yourself.
So he says,
and those great meals.
They announced that they're having it in 2018.
Oh,
and
okay.
All of you are in free.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go next year. It wasn't a bad experience. It was kind of an adventure.
Sounds like you had a great time.
He sounded adventure. Like he did. He looked all happy.
Here's a picture of the kitchen.
Oh, that those
someone posted a picture of the Fire Festival kitchen.
Let me see.
It's a giant tent and a couple tables and a bunch of styrofoam boxes.
Look at that luxury kitchen.
Lovely.
What a dump.
Did you see the concierge?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
With no one there.
Yeah, there's a concierge sign. Table. There's no one there. It's just like... It's not. There isn't even a. There's not even a desk. There's nothing. There's a roof.
Oh man, what a great story!
It's really an abortion. And actually, you know what? Kendall Jenner wasn't the only one who removed their posts. And this kind of surprised me too. People were reaching out to the Kendall Jenners and the Haley Bowen saying, "You got to take your post down for the Fyre Festival. It's a disaster." They're in other words, they're trying to help them get out of trouble. Yeah. I guess I don't know. Why else would you be telling them that?
I like Ja Rule's statement. Not my fault!
Yeah, but I'm taking responsibility.
But it's not my fault. What are you taking responsibility for?
The Maz 32-team single elimination tournament.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
It's the...
Who thought of this one?
These are the women...
Team effort.
The women that you found attractive the other night.
That's such bullshit.
And then a few others. Maz,
really? That's bullshit.
Well, you brought up Chrissy Metz.
No, you guys brought her up.
You brought her up.
You brought her up.
You brought up how beautiful she is.
All of these people on my chart.
No, you named all of them.
You don't think I like the same women that you guys like? I just like more.
Yeah, but you brought them up. They're people that we never would have even thought of. Fine. That's the beauty of
Let's see how many I brought up.
I do want to give some credit to Joelle Neal, who sent us an idea, and we just expounded on the bracket that...
Thanks, Joelle.
...that Joe sent.
Do I have to get Maz to go one round further in the bracket?
Well, why don't we just go... I only did 32. I couldn't think of...
I didn't have a working pen, so you're going to have to...
I didn't want to think of 64. So we just did 32, and I guess we could do the whole thing now, or we could just do the first round.
Let's do the first round,
okay?
So we have something for next week.
And I tried to bracket them, like one bracket is like models, one bracket are actresses.
Singers? You got singers?
One is throwbacks, I call them.
Oh, I like throwbacks.
And then just kind of a et cetera.
Potpourri.
You'll love these throwbacks.
So one seed versus a 16 seed, Chrissy Metz, your girl, taking on Caitlyn Jenner.
Is she a one seed?
She's a one seed.
Yeah, you got to go with the one seed there.
Okay.
Plus, you know I don't like Caitlyn Jenner.
What?
I like them as
beautiful
Bruce
and stunning.
I'd rather sleep with Bruce.
You'd rather sleep with Bruce Jenner than Caitlyn Jenner?
Yes.
I mean, the genitals are the same.
I don't care.
But at least there's
boobs. She's got boobs. She has boobs,
Fine,
though.
I don't care.
Great boobs.
I'd rather go with Bruce.
A super wreck.
Bruce was a great time in my life.
Okay.
I don't...
76.
I believe this is a 4 versus a 5. Ashley Graham versus Kelly Clarkson.
Ooh.
Why not? Well, of course.
That's a tough good call.
I like Ashley Graham.
Both of them are attractive.
I'll take Ashley. Give me Ashley.
Ashley Graham.
Wow. Yep.
So he picks the 200-pound model.
Yep.
She's one of my
favorites.
Emmy, the model.
I don't know who that is, but
okay. She's huge. She's a model. She's beautiful, though. I'm serious. You would say she's beautiful. Okay.
Versus Kirstie Alley.
I love Kirstie
Alley. The bigger version. Wow, that's an upset. That's a 6 over a 3.
I love Kirstie Alley.
Wow.
But it's the bigger.
That's fine.
Okay.
It's fine.
And you're going to have
to be like 270.
That's fine.
And if you were with him, you'd have to be audited.
What are you talking about?
She's a Scientologist.
Oh. I'd pass.
The 2 seed, Hunter McGrady, was also in Sports Illustrated.
Uh-huh. I saw her.
Sports Illustrated swimsuit.
I saw her.
And RuPaul.
I'm going to go with Hunter.
Oh.
Well. Okay. Those models. He likes those models.
Not into the transgenders.
One upset there.
RuPaul.
I was struggling to find 32, Joe. Okay.
There's no music for this?
This must be the actress seat. So number 1 versus number 8, Melissa McCarthy or Rosie O'Donnell? Because you like both of them.
I'll go with Melissa. Easily.
Really?
Oh, easily.
Easily.
Easy.
Okay.
She advances easy.
She's beautiful.
4 versus a 5, Rebel Wilson.
3 Mandy Moores at least, but.
Or Gabourey Sidibe, Precious.
Rebel.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, he was not real attractive to.
I can't believe it. She should be a 16.
He was attracted to virtually everyone that was 2 Mandy Moores or more that was brought up, except for that precious chick.
Racist.
Whatever her name is.
Have you seen her?
Yes,
lately?
I've seen her.
She lost
she's
a lot
taken
of
off some
good,
weight.
Good.
She got her. She's been made over.
I'd still rather get with Bruce.
She lost weight, and Tom's more dismissive of her now that she's thinner.
Go ahead. She didn't have to show off. Ooh, lost weight.
This is a 6 versus 3. The 3 is Barbara Streisand.
It's going to be tough to beat her.
6 is Lena Dunham.
Not give me
Babs.
No,
you like Lena. Lena gets
nude. I do like Lena. I watched her today. Give me Babs.
That's an easy one.
She should have been much higher.
She's a 3.
Yeah, she's only
a 3.
It's
like the Wichita State seeding.
That's a Wichita State seating.
Well, the one is Melissa McCarthy. Believe me, it was really hard to seed these.
I'm sure it was.
Then the two seed in this one is Kate Winslet from Titanic, that version, versus Kathy Bates, who you also said was.
Come on, I love Kate Winslet. Are you kidding? That's a mismatch.
From Titanic.
Kate Winslet is a
two against a 15.
Kate Winslet is like a 15-point favorite in that one.
Well, she's a two against a 15, yeah, so what do you expect?
All I know is next week's going to be a tough one, the Streisand-Winslet matchup.
Ooh!
No spoilers.
That's going to be ugly. He almost hates to see somebody get eliminated because he likes them so much.
He might have to beat off to both of them and judge based on that.
I can go to Winslet quicker, I think.
All right, this is the throwback category. So you got to think back in the day.
Yeah, of course.
The one seed's Aretha Franklin versus Whoopi Goldberg.
Jeez.
Aretha was pretty strong in the 60s, I'm telling you. She looked pretty good.
You said they were both pretty.
I'll take Whoopi.
Really?
Whoa!
Robert, it's an upset.
Robert De Niro likes her.
Big upset.
If De Niro likes her, then why not?
No, Ted Danson liked her.
Oh, Ted Danson.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take Ted Danson's deal.
Wow. All right, the 4 versus 5 is the Betty White, Kelly Osbourne
combo
three-way or Roseanne Barr circa 1990.
I'll take the Betty White, the three-way.
Kelly Osbourne three-way. Well, it's a three-way.
I mean, told you, I get what Kelly, and Kelly gets with Betty.
No.
Yeah. Jay, what am I listening to? What the
Spinal
hell?
Tap.
Couldn't you put like Mandy on or something for me?
No.
The looser the waistband, the deeper the quicksand. Yeah.
All right. Mindy Cohen.
Yeah.
Or Mindy Cohen.
Of
Natalie.
Course.
Facts of Life.
Yes.
Versus Mama Cass. The Mamas and the Papas.
Yes, I remember she choked on a ham sandwich.
But she was beautiful. Beautiful face.
Great voice.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll go with Mindy Cohen.
What?
Whoa.
That's an upset.
That's a last-second stunner. Bracket's full of stunners.
Hey, okay, it's
now,
music.
Now we have the 2 seed.
Bottom by Spinal Tap.
What do you got?
Sally Struthers.
What's that bass playing?
Love the All in the Family.
Versus Chastity Bono. No, not Chaz.
Playing bass.
Chastity Bono.
No, I'll take it Sally Struthers. She used to do it for me back in the day.
Oh,
whoa.
Easy. That's easy. Her and Meathead?
It was Sally Struthers.
Gloria Bunker.
All right, this is the last regional. The one seed is Adele taking on the AC Queen Latifah.
Oh, Adele in a rout.
Oh,
although I
really
like Queen Latifah.
I can't even say something bad.
A tough call.
He doesn't pick them.
He struggled with that more than you think.
She's pretty.
The 4 versus 5 is Mama June.
Why are you forcing Mama June on me?
You said she was pretty after she got all that.
You said it!
After she got all that work done.
Did not say it!
She lost a ton of weight, Maz. She's gorgeous.
You guys suck. Go ahead.
Then pick the other one in this matchup.
Mama June against who?
Brittany Griner.
She can dunk. She can dunk.
I'll take Mama June.
So you scoff.
Mama June!
You scoff.
Over Brittany Griner. And you picked her. You complained about her.
Where's Lisa Leslie?
She didn't make it. She lost in the play-in game.
That was an upset.
How did she lose to Brittany Griner?
To Brittany Griner.
That was a surprise. Play-in game.
3 versus 6. Leslie Jones from Saturday Night Live or Debbie Rowe? Not Debbie Rowe
Michael
now.
Jackson's wife.
Yeah, but Debbie Rowe, 10 years ago.
I mean, if Jackson picked her, she had to be hot.
This is a bad matchup.
Jackson.
This is a bad matchup.
She had Paris Jackson.
Well, Michael thought she was pretty.
Give me Debbie Rowe.
Paris is beautiful. She looks like Debbie Rowe.
Give me Debbie.
I mean,
for anybody.
I mean, one Mandy more or less, but
still. For anybody who says that Tom has not advanced any minorities, he did advance Whoopi Goldberg.
I did.
Granted, she was against her.
Sweet.
So he really had to. Oh, we're live.
Big bottom.
All right, the number 2 seed in this bracket, or this regional, is Oprah, because you love Oprah.
Yep.
She's very pretty.
Her, but I like her.
And the other woman you thought in politics that was very pretty, Debbie Stabenow.
Oprah, come on, man.
What? Over Debbie Stabenow?
Yes.
Really?
How could Debbie be in this?
Because you said,
because you said she was beautiful.
She was beautiful.
I did not. I thought it was someone else, by the way.
Well,
I thought it was another person.
We can only go by your words.
Barbara Mikulski from Maryland.
What can we use besides your
other Debbie? Debbie Dingell is who I thought.
Debbie Dingell? Oh, she's hot.
She is
hot, too. She's only like 1.3 Mandy Moores. She'd be the thinnest girl possibly in the competition.
You'd have to push old man Dingell out of the way.
What's the score in that Oakland game?
I'm not going to tell you.
Just tell me, Jay. What's the score?
No, we're not talking about a stupid game that's on that will be over when
this
is
aired. I want to give a partial score.
I hope I can remember the regionals. I think this regional was the the model regional. So it starts with Chrissy Metz.
Yeah.
Because she's a model.
She's an actress.
She's is now. She's doing a pinup.
Oh, okay.
She is now.
Got it. A swimsuit.
I'm surprised you haven't reviewed the finale of This Is Us yet.
I'd love to if you guys watch it.
Well, you've hijacked the show today. It's been all Tom.
It's phenomenal.
Chrissy Metz versus Ashley Graham.
I showed
two of your most favorites.
That's pressure.
It's not pressure. Tough. I got an easy win. I showed you.
What?
I showed Drew, my girl, just a little while ago.
He's
on video.
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham wiggling her boobs with two bagels
and
covering
thighs
them.
And butt and gut.
Did you see that video?
Well, how can I not?
One of my Facebook friends put that out today, and I got to see it.
Ew.
It just reminded me, wow, she is so charming.
She's large.
Charming.
Everything about her is large.
Ashley Graham and a runaway.
Wow.
In a runaway? Chrissy Metz was your girl.
You know, Ashley Graham was my original girl.
Yeah, but Chrissy Metz, you went out of your way to compliment how hot she is.
She's the beginning
of
all this.
She's clearly for Mandy Moore.
She's out.
And you still, you
it's
could
not
see
my fault you bracketed her together. That's like Wichita State against who'd they play?
She was the number one
Kentucky.
Seed.
Kentucky. That's what that is.
That's all you've talked about for a month.
When Chrissy Metz was trying to inch her way into that selfie, you could clearly tell that she was four Mandy Moore's wide, and you still were going on and on about how pretty she is.
What seed was Ashley Graham?
A four.
Okay, so a four beat a one.
Joey put the picture up there, and someone commented, how many total Mandy Moores is that bracket? It's got to be at least 150.
It's well, there were 16 girls, so it was at least...
Oh, there's 32.
Oh, 32. So it's probably at least, I'd say at least 85 Mandy Moores.
Oh, you think that little? Okay.
Well
yeah,
because
they're not all huge.
No, some of them are only one Mandy Moore and a half.
But we are in the bigger side of the bracket. So now you have the sixth seed, Fat Kirstie Alley, when she was really at her big, at her zenith. And Hunter McGrady.
Oh, Kirstie Alley.
Whoa!
Easy.
Over Hunter McGrady?
Yeah.
That's logic makes no sense because you just chose Ashley Graham.
I'm taking
There's the selfie I was referring to.
I'm taking
Chrissy
who
Metz.
I want to take.
All right,
no. My bracket.
I'm just shocked.
My damn bracket.
This is why this is all an amazing exercise.
Look at how many Mandy Moores you can get in there.
There's no chance. Look at that camera. There's no chance.
Yeah, she takes up, God.
Put the mic on Drew.
Three people
he's all right.
are turned the other way. She's turned sideways. These people are turned the long way. And there's three of them in there. That's
Ooh.
Incredible.
Ooh.
That's only three Mandy Moores. That's it.
No, Mandy Moores turned sideways. She would be four easily because Mandy would only be like that.
I like the way you shrunk your fingers on the third one.
No,
on the third,
I did not. That was unintentional. If she's 3.8 Mandy Moores, I apologize.
All right, Mark.
So 4-6 advance there. Oh, okay, now this is the, I guess this was the actress regional.
Okay.
Number one, Melissa McCarthy. Versus number five, Rebel Wilson. Rebel Wilson last week beat out Precious Gettery Sidibe.
Oh, that's right.
That was an easy
one. That was a tough one.
Melissa McCarthy beat Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, give me Melissa again. She's going to the
wow,
eight.
Wow, really?
She's going to the Elite Eight.
Hey, Jay's got to find a more flattering picture of Chrissy Metz. I just don't, only Fake. To be fair. Mark, come on, no. Seriously. Not as sideways.
I know how he works.
There. I mean, there she's only, well, she's three, she's 2.8 people. There. Turned the other way. I mean, she looks
just like a really fat person, not humongous. And looking really fat is not as big as humongous, in my opinion. There she looks. That's not very flattering. I honestly apologize for that. God, is
solo.
Look at that. Her,
Tom,
her
if you went out with her and you made her laugh, that's
rest.
What you hear.
Yeah, honestly, you guys.
Let's pretend we're on a date. Hi, I'm Chrissy. How you doing, Tom? Tell me something funny. Actually, be like, hey, Tom, tell me something funny.
I really like your show.
That's how she laughed.
Yeah, you want,
meanest
sons
you want
of
me so bad.
So effing mean.
Don't you think I should be in the show, Ma?
So mean.
Maz, get back to the project. Melissa McCarthy.
I took her.
Okay. No, she won. Who's
now, this is the one I thought would be the toughest matchup. The number three seed who defeated Lena Dunham is Barbara Streisand. And that's Barbara Streisand today versus Kate Winslet from Titanic who defeated Kathy Bates in the first round. So 3-2 in this bracket. Mm. And I thought this would be your toughest decision.
It's not a tough decision. Give me Titanic Kate.
What?
Oh, Barbara Streisand knocked out in an upset.
Goes Babs.
In an upset.
Technically,
Streisand, the funny girl, is out.
Technically, it's not an upset. She was seeded higher. It's more like Barbara Streisand's the blue blood. So it'd be like UCLA losing as a three seed.
She's headed up and down the stony end. That song, man?
Of course I do.
Comment from Chrissy Metz.
She looked good in that picture.
Can't we find Chrissy Metz in a picture with another large person? So she, there she is. That's her.
Look at her face. She's
we could
pretty.
Find her photograph of
her face
else
is
large.
Not pretty, regardless of how much Mandy Moore is on her face. Ew, that's on. That's a little weird. Okay,
her head is almost one Mandy Moore.
The throwback region, which had the biggest upset so far, an 8-1, where Whoopi Goldberg beat out the young Aretha Franklin.
Woo!
Why was Aretha a one?
Young Aretha Franklin.
Young Aretha Franklin
pretty.
Looked pretty good in right, the '60s. Fine. She was pretty good, pretty cute.
And as I recall,
I can't get over her now, so I couldn't look back.
You chose
it's not easy.
You chose Whoopi because she was, quote, good enough for Ted Danson.
Exactly.
No, he said good enough for somebody else.
De Niro.
Correct. Good Ted
no,
Danson.
De Niro. I said
De Niro.
De Niro.
Yeah. De
Niro. So she's the 8 seed, taking on the 5 seed that beat Roseanne Barr circa 1990. And that's the threesome of Betty White and Kelly Osbourne. Who are you going with there? Whoopi or the threesome of Betty White, the 90-year-old, was she, like 95
Yeah, she's
now?
Like 95 going on 83.
Well, I told you, Kelly's taking care of her, and I'm taking care of Kelly.
Yeah, but Betty's still in the room.
She is still in the room.
Her musk is still there.
I'm going to go.
Mothball scent.
I'm going to go with Whoopi.
What?
Let's make Whoopi.
Whoa.
Let's make Whoopi.
Okay.
This is the upset.
Can I have some explanation for that choice?
I had to get rid of the threesome.
Wait, but you just said you're taking care of Kelly.
I know, but you
Betty.
Said
yes, you arranged the free.
I know, but you said Betty was got her musk there and all that kind of stuff. I had to end it.
She's 95 going on 83.
I had to end it.
95 going on 83. All right, now we have Mindy Cohn, the 6 seed, who upset 3 seed Mama Cass, or the number 2 seed Sally Struthers today versus she upset Chastity Bono in the first round.
Ooh. What kind of upset is that?
What a surprise.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. She was a 2 versus a 7, so she chalked her way through.
A Sally is what?
So a 2 versus number 6, Mindy Cohn.
I'll take Gloria. Give me Gloria.
Not terribly surprised.
Gloria.
Poor Natalie.
Give me Gloria Bunker.
Wow, Sally Struthers. Who
Sally
would've thunk?
Sally Struthers has advanced.
Who would have thunk Sally Struthers would get this far in the tournament?
One of Tom's top 8 beautiful women.
I know.
I'm surprised you guys
all
didn't put
the beautiful ladies.
I'm surprised
out
you guys
there.
Didn't put one of my all time favorites, Bernadette Peters, in this.
Well, she's kind of cute. She was kind of cute, wasn't
but she's you? Isn't she sort of bulimic and maybe a little on the thin side, a little skinny?
Is she?
Plus, she never. These are all women that came up in the original conversation. I got of
yeah,
who
Bernadette
is,
Peters is so not top of your mind.
Look at Bernadette Peters there. That's how I remember her.
She was cute in The Jerk.
She was.
Wasn't she cute in The Jerk?
Yeah, she was. Uh-huh. Look at her.
Are you ready for your final regional tonight?
What regional?
Great body.
I think this was just the miscellaneous regional.
Remember she was in the original Longest Yard?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Burt Reynolds
Paul Krause was his name.
No, but what's his name?
The guards?
Eddie Arnold was the warden.
Oh, okay.
So she was the secretary. So for him to get all the dope on the guards... He had to go in there, and of course, she's like, "Oh, you want all this? Well, you're gonna have to me." Remember, she had the.
She did.
Yeah, Burt
Reynolds. Wait, what? What did
she
have to do?
She managed Hoagie from Burt Reynolds.
Exactly.
Really?
She demanded.
Did she show him banging her in the movie?
No, they just show him like going into the room and doing their thing.
What did you call it?
I called it.
Say bone. You couldn't say make love.
Ump came to me. I don't know. I just say what comes to me.
And say boink.
Next.
All right. Now, I'm kind of bummed I put this person in the bracket because I almost feel like it's the UConn women's team in this bracket. But it's the number one overall seed, Adele, who beat Queen Latifah in the first round versus Mama June.
Adele. Mama June's lost a lot of weight.
Have you seen Mama June lately?
Looking sharp.
It's Adele by 20 in this one.
Really? Have you seen Mama June lately, though?
Yeah.
Mama June's momentum stopped in its tracks.
I'll take Adele in an easy win, wire to wire.
Well, now you,
Mama June now. Look
yes,
at her
I'm very,
now.
I'm very happy
you
for
You really
her.
Don't want that?
She won a game. She should be happy.
How pretty do you think she looks there?
Oh, sweet.
Look at the difference then. You got the quadruple neck.
Uh-huh.
Maybe 6 necks, and then now she got 2.
All right. Not bad.
And she won the first round over Brittany Griner.
I mean, so much less pressure on these lower joints.
She beat Brittany Griner. She didn't have to beat much, Drew. She beat Brittany Griner, for crying out loud. She
Brittany Griner was
though.
A hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
In great shape.
No peeking.
Brittany Griner's got phenomenal body, more than likely.
Athlete.
Very manly, but still.
Fit. Young. She has youth on her side.
She does.
All right, and your final one tonight. Number six, the sixth seed that upset Leslie Jones, is Debbie Rowe.
Debbie Rowe, the former Mrs. Michael Jackson, married to one of the biggest,
Paris
most successful superstars. That's right, Paris Jackson's mom.
Mm-hmm.
She gave her the beautiful jeans, the Rowe Jackson
jeans
model collection.
Jeans there. You combine her jeans with Michael Jackson's jeans.
Rowe Jackson jean.
Look at that.
She put those Rowe Jackson jeans together. Look at that couple. Have you ever seen a couple more meant for each other than these two?
What a beautiful couple.
What? The shapely Debbie Rowe, the stylish Jackson.
Look how disgusted he is because he's touching a woman.
The tendrils, the beautiful hair tendrils falling down his face.
Oh,
the stylish, remade nose.
Poor guy.
He was teased so badly by his father.
All right, Debbie Rowe, the 6th seed.
Debbie Rowe.
Yep. Against who?
Versus the number 2 seed who took care of business over Debbie Stabenow in the first round, and that is Oprah.
Oprah advances.
Oprah!
Easy.
Oprah upsets the woman who caught Michael Jackson's heart and also bore his children.
Caught his seed.
Yeah.
Oprah goes.
In the model bracket, the 4th seed has advanced. She has defeated Chrissy Metz and Kelly Clarkson. It's Ashley Graham going up against Fat Kirstie Alley, who has beaten Hunter McGregor, the 2 seed, and Emmy. She's the 6th seed. She's basically the South Carolina of this bracket. So who you got? Ashley Graham.
Are those my
Fat
girls up there?
Kirstie Alley.
Is that them?
No. Those are 2 black women.
Okay. Ashley Graham, man.
Really?
Easy.
Over.
Some people feel the fix is in for Ashley Graham.
Easy.
I kind of think so, too.
Why would you think the fix
is
in?
He's trying to prove a point.
Okay. Hey, look, you want to make your own bracket? You make your own bracket.
Okay.
You made this bracket. Fair. I'm following the rules.
All right, now to the bracket below. This is who she would be playing. The number 1 seed, Melissa McCarthy, just rolling over Rebel Wilson and Rosie O'Donnell to take on Kate Winslet from Titanic, that version of her. Who defeated Tom's
great version?
Tom's, you know, blue blood, Barbara Streisand. It was a 3 seed.
That was a big upset.
It was massive. So it's Melissa McCarthy or Kate Winslet from Titanic.
That's easy. It's Kate Winslet. It's
whoa,
be a battle
Kate
of,
Winslet over Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah,
really?
It's going to be a battle of the behemoths.
You picked Melissa McCarthy without any thought last time. I think the word Melissa wasn't even out of Mark's mouth, and you picked her.
Well, I was going against Bruce Jenner, I think, or Kyle.
No, it was Rebel Wilson.
Oh, Rebel Wilson. Yeah.
Rebel Wilson, Rosie O'Donnell. Lost some weight, by the way, so she's not as attractive now.
Good
but
for her.
She was looking great then.
I got
nailed by clickbait today.
What was it?
You will never believe how Rebel Wilson looks since she lost 100 pounds.
Yeah? Did you
and
believe
so,
it?
So I clicked on it, and there is some other slob who's lost a bunch of weight. And I'm like, wait a second. I thought I was looking at Rebel Wilson.
You got to wait
so
to
I
get to
So I click again, and there's some other dude who lost 100 pounds and how wonderful he looks. And it goes from, and then there's Honey Boo Boo's mom is
the
next
Mama
one.
Yeah, Mama June. Looking
and I went
good.
Through about 8 slobs who've lost weight and no Rebel Wilson,
what?
And I gave up.
You got to wait till like number 1, 2, or 3 to get to her.
I counted one time. I clicked like 24 times and didn't get to the person who was.
And how much malware did you get?
Who knows?
Unknown. Unknown.
All right. To the throwback bracket, the 8th seed, who's just.
Throw up bracket?
Just shocked everybody. It's Whoopi Goldberg, who's beaten the 3-way of Betty White and Kelly Osbourne, as well as
I took
Aretha
a lot of flack on that, by the way.
Which one?
Rightfully so.
A three-way lost.
Turned down a 3-way?
I'm still shocked she beat Aretha in the first round, because we're talking Aretha.
The fact that Betty White and Kelly Osbourne even agreed to be in a 3-way for the contest is amazing enough. But then to get turned down, I mean, no wonder they were offended.
So Whoopi is taking on the number 2 seed in this bracket, Sally Struthers, who defeated Mindy Cohn from Facts of Life. And she defeated Chastity Bono.
If I take Sally, I'm going to be called a racist.
Oh, no. Don't concern yourself.
I've already been called that already because of I didn't have a lot of African-American women in my final 16.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I did have Oprah in there.
It's hard to find. It's hard to find overweight African.
Oprah's still in it.
All right, I'm taking Sally Struthers to win
the 2 seed.
She's going to the final four.
Sally Struthers.
Gloria Bunker is going.
The shoe does not fit Whoopi anymore. Cinderella's run is over.
It is over.
What a shock!
All right,
Whoopi had some big titties though.
What?
Whoopi? She did?
She racking them up? Yeah. I didn't even know she had a rack.
Yeah.
I mean, and of any major consequence.
Now we know how Maz is judging. All these women kind of have large breasts. Okay, now this is almost the chalk bracket. Number one seed, Adele, is facing off against number two, Oprah Winfrey, who Tom thinks is the most beautiful.
Adele
woman.
Has waltzed. To this point,
I do not think
Mama
she's the most
June.
Beautiful.
Why are you putting words in my mouth? Queen Latifah, you said it when this whole thing started. Oprah has defeated Debbie Rowe.
she's had an easy bracket.
She's rolled over the Debbies, Rowe and Stabenow.
Yep. She has had an easy bracket, but now she
should have put the Debbies in a three-way to make them sound more attractive.
She's got to be like a 6-point underdog in this game
to Adele.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
A tough pick for you, Adele or Oprah.
Well, Adele could sing to me. I'll take Adele.
Oh, what? Really?
That's how you decide. I'm going to go with Adele.
Because she can sing to you?
I cannot.
I like her face.
Figure out what the Tom Mazzaway process is at all.
I like
all.
Her face.
One seed, two seeds, and a 4 seed have made it to the final four.
So, see, that's good. It's almost chalk.
Now we're on to Ashley Graham versus Kate Winslet from Titanic.
Wow.
4 seed versus a 2 seed.
How do I eliminate one? From Titanic.
Who do you find
the push and
more beautiful?
I gotta go with Ashley Graham.
Whoa!
Oh, really? I knew it.
I'll fix this in.
Ashley Graham. Why I'm not going to let you guys talk
why
me
even
out of
watch
it.
The games?
I'm not even going to let you talk me out of that one.
Big bottom.
Go, Ashley.
Behind.
Boom, yeah. Boom, boom, boom. All right, the number 2 seed, Sally Struthers. Who's really had a pretty easy road, you know, she's facing tons of underdogs, taking on the 1 seed, Adele, the 1 overall for the whole tournament, Adele. Is Tom going to go with Sally Struthers?
Adele is at least a 6-point favorite, at least. So Sally Struthers would have to really pull the upset here.
Yeah, although she's a 2 seed coming out of the throwback bracket.
She's going to come up just a tad short. Adele.
Wow.
Sally Struthers.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
And now the championship to determine.
There's the premature celebration going on.
So
cutting down the nets.
And shutting down toilets. The final game, number 4, Ashley Graham versus the 1 seed, Adele, to determine who Tom Mazzaway finds to be the most attractive celebrity in the world.
So what's Adele favorite in this one?
Over Ashley Graham?
Yeah.
Well, Ashley's been playing well.
She has, but she's still a 4 seed.
Exceeding expectations beyond belief. I'll give Adele like a 2.5-point advantage in this game.
I'm trying to find the appropriate music for this, by the way.
I'm going to stall until you find the music.
I would just mute it.
It's time to give someone one shining moment, Maz.
Yeah, and Jim Nance's tie.
The 2017 champion is Ashley Graham.
Oh! The fix was in!
Ashley, I don't know why you're calling it a fix. She was a 4 seed.
I knew she was going to win. I don't know why.
Ashley Graham, I've been talking about her for a couple of years now.
She was a 4 seed.
I mentioned her when she was just a little blip on the radar. Well,
she was never
a
little
ago.
Blip.
Remember, she was just an advertise, an ad.
Yeah.
In the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
She what pushed her Adele? Way into some big
I love Adele.
Big rooms.
What about Kate Winslet?
I love Kate Winslet to me.
What about fat Kirstie Alley?
I liked her
what
too.
What about your girl Chrissy Metz?
She made it as far as she can go.
I don't know. I thought
Chrissy Metz was going to walk
thought Chrissy
away
Metz
with
got,
this.
I like
the way Ashley Graham holds herself.
I hear Chrissy Metz is in tears.
She doesn't give
over
a. She doesn't give a.
I know.
Damn.
I hope she doesn't turn to food.
She doesn't care what you guys think. She doesn't.
A lot of comfort.
That's what I like about her.
Well, that's unfortunate for her.
Congratulations,
thank
Ashley.
You.
But it is one shining moment for Ashley Graham,
and I give her one of my pullovers. Just like Jim Nance gives a tie away, I give her a pullover.
I'm trying to think what Ashley Graham is doing instead of looking at the screen with the highlights. What would? What Ashley Graham be
she's
doing
posing.
Oh.
She's posing.
Ma,
on.
She got a big baked Alaska to chew into.